This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, fire, blissed. Here we go. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
Well, I think you're going to need to be when I just read these headlines. So this is the Western News Journal. This is just amazing to me. Headlines. Transgender contestant crowned Miss Silver State USA. A man.
The whale gets bigger by the day.
Yeah, well, let me just continue for a couple more lines. A man who this is published March 19th by the Western Journal. A man who identifies as a woman won a Nevada beauty pageant this week and is now in contention for a potential trip to the Miss USA pageant and a possible spot later on the stage at the Miss Universe contest. Transgender contestant Cataluna Enriquez was crowned the Miss Silver State USA winner in Las Vegas. Described the pageant as the biggest preliminary competition for the Miss Nevada USA pageant. And this was hailed as a victory and a sign of the times. Transgenderism has become normalized and even exalted by entertainment and the liberal media. So, Dr. Shealy, Can you?
To do is laugh. I mean, come on. Can you get any more ridiculous?
I don't know.
I'm sure.
we got people working on it, and they're in the media and they're in government. So maybe if they put their collective IQs together, they might come up with enough to even trump this. But so now we're looking at men in women's sports, and the men are beating the women. And they're calling
the former man, you mean?
Well, in their mind, right? But Dr. Shealy, is it possible? No, seriously, is it medically possible for a man to become a woman? Now, I'm not talking about plumbing alterations. I'm talking about, can a man genetically become a woman?
No.
Mm-hmm. Can a woman genetically become a man? So then the media, when they describe a guy and they use the word she, then they are lying to us. That's what it sounds like to me.
For the media. Mm-hmm. I don't trust them on anything else either. Anything.
Right.
Single thing.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, and this guy must have had some significant augmentation done. And he's painted up, and he actually, if you didn't know that it was a guy, you'd say it was a gal, at a distance. And what about the women who are competing against him? That's not fair to them. It's not fair for, in my opinion, for a guy to compete in women's sports. It's an unfair advantage. It's a lie. It's a deception. It's a fraud. And it's wrong.
Well, it's average media today, however. It is not unusual in the media. In the past 10 years, I don't know anything I've ever trusted in the media, but in the past 1 year, there's definitely not one thing I have ever read that I would even go near thinking is accurate.
Well, okay. I don't know if you're aware of this, but we used to be Ron Gibson, who is a gentleman in the Carolinas. I've met him many years ago when I was giving a presentation on the East Coast. And he captures USA Prepares every day, strips the commercials out of the broadcast class, and posts it on YouTube. And he's been doing it for years. I don't pay him to do it. He gets nothing from us other than the fact that he likes what we do. Well, something we said, it wasn't me, it happened to be one of our instructors, said something, and it was not profanity. It was about the election. And you can't talk about the election. YouTube shut the channel down with USA Prepares down for 2 weeks for violating their policy of you will not talk about the election. No kidding. Absolutely true. So
well,
for those who want to listen to... yeah.
So, like all the rest of them.
Well, but you know, I believe it's their right to do that. I believe if YouTube wants to do that, it's their website, their URL, it's their presence. And if they have a rule that says you won't do this and you do it, well, okay, fine. But the point is that people have depended on YouTube for all kinds of information. And now YouTube has figured out that they are so powerful, they can do whatever they want. And Twitter, they shut down the president. When Donald Trump would send out his messages over Twitter and they didn't like the messages, they'd shut them down. And so there's a group of us who I don't know if they have an award for this or not, but maybe it's coming in the mail. And if we ever get it, I'll send you an image of it, Dr. Shealy, you know, if we won an award for being banned on YouTube. But seriously, what is it that USA Prepares does that is so bad that we would be banned from the media? What is it? Is it gardening? Is it talking about farming? Is it talking about health? Is it talking about how you can avoid getting diseases? Is that what it is?
No,
the election?
Let's face it.
Right.
Social media is the greatest spam in the history of the world. It is utter nonsense. And you can't trust anything on it. Any of them. I don't care if it's Twitter or Twitter. They all suck. I pay no attention to any of them.
Right, and I don't either. I don't, you know, I had a, years ago, someone said, yeah, you know, if you want to have people pay attention to your broadcasts, you know, that you'll have to be on Facebook. So what I would do is every day on Facebook, I would say, before the broadcast, I would say, here's who's going to be on, here's what we're going to talk about, period. That's all I used it for. And then I realized that Facebook is so corrupt. It is so entangled with the government. It is a tool of the CIA to find out about people, to get their images and figure out who's connected to who, that I decided that I didn't want any part of it, and I shut down the Facebook account. And I haven't done anything with Facebook for years. Just kind of like my cell phone. At one time I didn't have a cell phone. No one had a cell phone at one time. Then I had one. And then I realized that this thing is it's a tracking device. It's a spying device. It's dangerous with electromagnetic radiation. I got to be stupid to have this thing, you know, with me like most people do. So I haven't had one of those for years. And I've been able to travel, you know, back and forth to Springfield and all around, and nobody knows where I'm going because I'm not bringing my personal tracking device with me. So I have been disconnecting every way I can from big technology, including using software that is probably considered way past obsolete. And I don't have any problems because no one even knows I'm there because they don't even recognize the versions of software that I'm using. But I just wanted to mention that about the transgender Miss Silver State contest that a guy won pretending to be a girl. And it's just... Okay. So that was just one thing. Do you have, Dr. Shealy, are there any items that you would like to talk about?
I'm open sesame.
Okay, so you have been talking of, you've been sending out some emails that many of us who subscribe to your newsletter have been talking about. Let me just get to it. You've been talking about common sense, and you've been talking about fluoride. And I can tell you that I used to talk about fluoride a lot on a local radio station that you and I used to be on in Springfield, Missouri, a pretty large radio station built back in the 1930s, so almost 100 years old. And what I can tell you, the result of me talking about fluoride every day, or almost every day for months, had a profound effect. It got me thrown off the air. That was, and I got... the owner of the radio station cornered me in the hallway one day, and he said, well, he was kind of grumpy about it. I mean, not he was grumpy most of the time, but he was especially grumpy about this. And he said, look, you know, we've been getting a lot of calls from City Hall, and they say that you're tying up their switchboard, and they don't like it because people are calling complaining about fluoride. And that's because I used to give out the City Hall's number. Actually, the city manager's number and his name, and they got so many calls that it was interfering with their other work. So eventually, you know, we got a result, and the result was complaints from City Hall got me, you know, removed from the air. This fluoride thing, Dr. Shealy, is almost impossible to stop. We've been able to stop all kinds of criminality, but this one is so deep, so wide, so pervasive, so entrenched with money, there must be so many bribes and threats that this one is really hard to fix. Your thoughts?
My number one statement is every city council member, every single one, should be voted out of office every election until they get some common sense.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a very interesting thing. I've been thinking about this in my sleep for days. And that's about corporations. And city governments are a corporation as well. And what corporations do is they provide immunity for bad behavior, immunity for criminal activity, immunity for corruption, immunity for harming people. So what happens is a company can dump toxic waste in the river. And if they get caught, nobody goes to jail. They just get fined. The corporation gets fined. But nobody goes to jail. So that all the people involved, from the guy who opens the valve to dump the whatever it is, the toxins into the water, he doesn't go to jail. His boss doesn't go to jail. The manager doesn't go to jail. The vice president doesn't go to jail. The president doesn't go to jail. And the board of directors, they don't go to jail. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to prison. They just pay a fine. They get away with killing people. And isn't that what fluoride's doing?
That's government as well as corporations. It's all false nonsense. In my opinion.
And I agree. In my opinion, I agree as well. And I don't know how to fix this because the GDP is so big and there's so many of these generally dumb people that they outnumber us. And they don't pay attention and they don't read. And so they're in their own world of ignorance that there's not enough of us to fix the problem. And the school system isn't helping. That's corrupt as well. Dr. Shealy, when we come back, can you talk about fluoride, the pineal gland, IQ, libido, and destruction of the thyroid gland?
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, normshealy.com, NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, fluoride, your latest newsletter talks about the pineal gland. What does fluoride
do? Right. The pineal gland, of course, is the super control of the pituitary gland. It also is the place where you make melatonin that helps you sleep well. And it is now calcified in most people by the time they're 50 years of age instead of 80 or 90 years of age. But that's not even as important as what happened to the fertility rate. Male fertility in the last 80 years or so has decreased from 150 million to 40 million. Now, actually, at 20 million, men are infertile. In fact, I have been working with men with sperm counts below 20 million since the early 90s. And if we do not get rid of fluoride within a maximum of 20 years, there'll be no more babies, period. None. Because everybody, all male at least, will be infertile. It's not easy to measure in women because they have to, you know, test them with pregnancy. But in general, I consider the dental industry more evil than the tobacco industry because of fluoride, which they are responsible for having in the water and in the taste buds and everywhere else, and mercury, which they did for 50 or 100 years before in your teeth with silver. Silver fillings are equally toxic, but it's a slower process with the silver fillings than it is with the fluoride.
I've heard people who are dentists in the public setting during seminars who have been asked, so, doctor, what is your position on fluoride? Is it toxic? Is it dangerous? And the response that comes from them is something like this, and I'm paraphrasing. I'm not here to discuss fluoride.
Chicken.
That's what they say.
Well, they're chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. And so these are the guys who are prescribing chewable fluoride tablets for young people that chew and swish around in their mouths, right? And these are the same people that if you go to their office and they give you a toothbrush or and a little small trial size of toothpaste, that toothpaste says, you know, the equivalent of warning, caution. If more than the amount used for brushing teeth is swallowed, call poison control immediately. That's what it says. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. But that's darn close to the... Isn't that the message, Dr. Shealy? I mean,
oh, yeah.
I'll look it up right now. But that's the message on toothpaste. All of them. I mean, I'm not almost all of them. All of the major brands that come from, you know, those big companies that we used to trust. You know, I'm not talking about Tom's or, you know, some of these specialty toothpaste that don't have fluoride, but the ones that do, that's what it says. Okay. What else is there going on with fluoride? Libido. What about
well,
that?
Yes. It damages your manufacture of testosterone. Interestingly, by the way, even though estrogen is the dominant female hormone, women make a little bit of testosterone, and after menopause, it is only a tiny dose of testosterone that can restore their libido, not estrogen. Secondly, and maybe more important, average IQ of children raised in fluoride is only 10 points below normal. Well, normal's not good enough. And 10 points below normal is definitely not good.
Yeah.
But other than that,
yeah.
Mrs. Lincoln,
yeah.
The play goes on, supported by your government.
Mm-hmm. Well, here is a warning from a traditional common tube of toothpaste. Warnings with an S. This is on the tube this is on the tube of toothpaste. Warnings. Keep out of the reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than is used for brushing, get medical help or contact a poison control center immediately. That's what it says on the tube of toothpaste. Check yours. You'll see it there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector have started releasing illegal immigrants into the United States without a court date because there is no space to hold them due to a surge in crossings. A senior source with the Customs and Border Protection is reporting that immigrants were being released into the system with biometrical data, then released without a court date due to space restrictions. Biometric identifiers are fingerprints and facial patterns. President Trump, in a statement released Sunday, slammed the Biden administration and called for an investigation into the cover-up. Governor Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat from Michigan, is facing a nursing home scandal similar to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. According to reports Sunday, the state of Michigan faced a lawsuit over an executive order by Whitmer, which forced patients who tested COVID positive back into nursing homes in the close proximity to other vulnerable residents. Governor Whitmer has used a special law in Michigan that has exempted her office from having to comply with the Freedom of Information Act. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The pandemic has sure changed our lives. What about the next pandemic? The idea is being put forward. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
In the last week, many have marked the one-year anniversary of the start of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, reflecting on the ways life has changed in the last 12 months and mourning those lost to the virus. But some health officials have also been looking for ways to protect against the next pandemic. The former science advisor for Operation Warp Speed says that a large investment in vaccine manufacturing capabilities is needed. Dr. Mansif Slawi tells CBS News that the cost of the investment would be a drop in the bucket compared to the cost of another pandemic.
The preparedness, in my view, should in particular include availability of manufacturing capabilities, which means manufacturing sites, manufacturing equipment, and manufacturing people that are running the manufacturing of vaccines on an ongoing basis. We should be having laboratories and manufacturing sites dedicated to discovering, developing, manufacturing, and stockpiling vaccines.
3 worldwide pandemic outbreaks of influenza occurred in the 20th century, in 1918, 1957, and 1968. All 3 have been informally identified by their presumed sites of origin, such as Spanish, Asian, and Hong Kong influenza. In NASCAR, a pass for the lead with 8 laps left in Sunday's Quick Trip 500 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Ryan Blaney took the top spot from Kyle Larson, who had to settle for second place. I'm Lance Prime. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Sheila is with us, and Amit in Massachusetts. Welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Sheely, and good morning, Vincent.
I have two comments
and 2 questions. First, I'll go to my comments. I'm just retired. I have not been a chemist, but I do have some technical background. So I'm really at the end of my wits about this fluoride ion. That is, it is so small, and that's a comment on what Vincent has said, that it's a really big problem that once it is in, it's very, very hard to get it out. That is, the ion is so small that, to my understanding, apart from these adsorption filters, that is ADSORP, there is no way to get it out unless, of course, as Dr. Sheely says, that get the city council out. So that's my first comment. And second is about Vincent saying that nobody goes to jail. So I know a little bit of the legal background that most of these fines come out of a settlement agreement. And typically the settlement agreement remains confidential for eternity or for all time or something like that. So nobody really accepts any liability or mistake or negligence. And they can keep doing the same thing they have been doing all of the time. And as they say, the music plays on. So those are my two comments. And my two questions are about what there is Morgellons disease and Chagas disease, that is Chagas disease. So for the first one, I want to request Dr. Sheely's opinion. Sometimes we read that, oh, it's just a mental condition or a syndrome or something in someone's mind. Some people say that it is real and there is no treatment for that. And for Chagas disease, I think it comes from lot of humid areas of Central America and lot of illegal immigration coming out of that area. Is there something we can do to prevent or minimize the probability of getting the Chagas disease? So in short, that is, what is Dr. Sheely's opinion on Morgellons disease and if there is anything we can do to forestall Chagas disease? That's what my questions are.
Well, the only thing I know for the majority of illness is to keep your immune system strong.
Okay.
And that is a combination of vitamin D3, vitamin C, B-complex, astaxanthine, and detoxification. Now, detox can be accomplished by several ways. My favorite is actually sweating. And you can, the best way to sweat is to rub magnesium lotion over your entire body and sit in the sauna for 20 minutes or go to a bathtub filled with water and put in at least 3 cups of magnesium chloride and soak in it for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Those are the ways I prefer to detox, and they're all safe.
Dr. Sheely, may I just ask this question? So if a person is going to, probably the easiest for those of us who don't have a sauna, 3 cups of magnesium chloride soak in a bathtub for 20 minutes, how often does one do that? Just one time, or is there a schedule that you'd recommend?
Well, I do it 5 times a week just for fun. Not because it's good, but it feels good. In other words, just to keep myself healthy and to have an afternoon relaxation at the end of the day, I soak about 5 days a week.
Okay. And what about Epsom salts in lieu of magnesium chloride?
Epsom salts. Epsom salts not nearly as good as magnesium chloride. It's magnesium sulfate.
Okay.
But it will work if you use twice as much, probably.
Okay. And the water temperature?
I personally use 110 degrees.
Okay. That's pretty warm.
It's pleasant to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Dr. Sheely,
okay.
You say that,
back to you.
That is, apply magnesium lotion, and then one option is to sit in a sauna. That is the infrared sauna. Is that, did I get that correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's all at this time. So thank you, Vincent, and thank you, Dr. Sheely.
Fluoride
is really
I really
a monster.
Appreciate it.
In my view, I don't know how to fix that or how to sell that. Once it's in, it's I think virtually impossible to get out. So that's all I would say. So you
before you go, But before you go, Amit, before you go, you're talking about Chagas disease. And are you concerned that it's from people coming to this country that have not been evaluated for bringing diseases into the country? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That is, they should have a medical exam and then allowed to come to any area which does not have that disease, like endemic disease. So that's my understanding of immigration or migration, that just like we don't permit plants and seeds from, I should say, exotic lands. Similarly, we should not permit disease carriers into an area that disease is not known for. So that's what my thought
is. Very, very well said. And, you know, the Japanese beetle is a plague in the United States. And they didn't call it the Japanese beetle because it came from Akron, Ohio. And it literally is a plague. And when those little buggers come out, they want to eat every leaf in our orchard. I mean, they start with the most tasty, and then they end up eating them all. And we have a choice. We can either apply an insecticide, which will, you know, ultimately contaminate the fruit and the ground and the farm, or we can pick them off by hand, which is what we do. It's a nuisance, but yes. So the Japanese beetle came to this country, probably just one or two of them, and now it's a plague. And when my grandparents came to this country on both sides, they came from Italy, both sides of my family, my father's parents and my mother's parents, they had to go through Ellis Island, and they were inspected and detected, and they had to go through a process in order to come into this country. And it seems like now we just have to hop the fence. And I object to it.
You're right. I'm a first-generation immigrant, so we had to have a chest x-ray to see the condition for, say, a Cox infection or tuberculosis of the lungs. And I don't know what's being done today. But about Japanese beetle, I'm in northeastern Massachusetts, and I've heard that certain families of trees are being devastated by this Japanese beetle because they are making holes or just eating whatever life there is out of those trees. So it's just a common sense that we should not be allowing disease this geographical area is not known for. That's all.
One other question for you, Amit, and I really appreciate your insight and your intellect and your calls. I really do, and I want to thank you for that. Do you know anyone who has gone to Florida for spring break? Do you know anyone?
No, I don't know. All I know is that it's alcohol-fueled trip or alcohol-fueled activity. I'll leave it at that. So I think, as I say, a hint to the wise is enough. So I don't know any drunken people taking that trip. So that's all I would say.
Well, you know, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen images of. And these people are dancing on police cars, and they're drunk, and they're high on all kinds of substances. And they are showing the world that they deserve, in their mind, that they deserve to do whatever the heck they want. And the city has brought out the SWAT team. Now, these are partiers. They're just so stupid, and they are wall-to-wall, as thick as can be. They're dancing around, they're twerking, they're putting their rear ends wherever, you know, wherever they can, and they're so proud of their rear ends. They think everybody ought to see them. Their parents must be just delighted to know that their children, they've done such a good job raising their children, that they're participating in this. And they are going to be the spreaders, the super spreaders of whatever diseases they may have. Dr. Shuley, any comments about that?
Stupidity has no limits.
Right. And so the government brought out the SWAT team to stop this. And they brought out a tool that this is a weapon of war, literally. It's called LRAD, L-R-A-D. And it's a long-range acoustic device. And it's like a big speaker. And it produces sound wave that is so intense of such a decibel degree that it can cause you to wet your pants, literally. And if you are in the path of these sound waves, these high amplitude sound waves, you'll have to leave or you'll be deaf. It is, a jackhammer is pleasant compared to the sound of this LRAD device. And the governments have these. They're on vehicles, trucks, and they just drive them to wherever there's a problem. They aim at the individuals that are, they believe are causing the problems, and they turn this thing on. Amit, have you heard of this?
I have not heard about that device, but I have read that I think about 105 or 110 decibels. Permanent hearing loss can happen within seconds or within a few minutes. So I think someone is out of his or her mind to be in the range of possibility of such strong sound being generated. That's all I can say, but it's really very, I think it's better to get shot than be subjected to
a jackhammer. Yeah, a jackhammer is about 100 to 105 decibels. This thing is way, way, way more powerful than that. And it's, you know, it can be aimed. I'm going to see if I can find the amplitude of this device, but it is really significant. And yes, it can cause a hearing. They say it's, you know, less than lethal. I mean, having your arm cut off is less than lethal. Right, Dr. Shealy?
Yes. The dB's logarithmic scale, so 3 dB is twice the power. So if you 105 is jackhammer, then it could be maybe 20 times or something as strong as the jackhammer sound. So that is really in many ways lethal for our hearing.
Yeah, I believe it's way more than even that. Okay, anything else, Amit?
That's all, Vincent. That's all, Dr. Shealy. Thank you, both of you.
I really appreciate your call, and I'm going to look up how many decibels the LRAD is, and literally, it can make you wet your pants. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking with Dr. Norm Shealy, and I happen to mention the LRAD device, L-R-A-D. This is used by the police. And there's an article on popularmechanics.com about it, and it says the LRAD is like a car alarm, and if you're not careful, it can permanently damage your hearing. And it goes on to say, horrible, nauseating pain hit my body. This is talking about a guy who realized that he'd been just at the business end of an LRAD device. And he said, your body goes into complete pain and panic mode. It's the sound equivalent to looking into the sun. Okay, so what he's saying is, if you looked into the sun, that the damage that would do to your eyes is like what this sound cannon does to your body. And it says people in the direct line of fire of the LRAD didn't run. He said they just dropped to the ground and started screaming. Now, this is the device that was deployed in Miami because of the party revelers in for spring break. So this device, and we'll just talk about decibels in just a second. So normal conversation is 60 to 70 decibels. And if you went to a concert, you know, where you have to wear earplugs, that would be between 94 and 110 decibels. A jet taking off can be between 120 and 140 decibels. And you know the guys that are out on the tarmac are wearing headphones, at least. Well, the LRAD is more than that. And according to the laws of physics, a decibel, let's say you have 1 watt of power from an amplifier. If you double that power to 2 watts, you know, to your speakers, that would be a 3 decibel gain, 3 decibels. So doubling the power, would give you 3 decibels. So going from 1 watt to 2 watts would give you a 3 decibel gain, and going from 2 watts to 4 watts would give you an additional 3 decibels of gain. Well, so every time you increase by 3 decibels, you double the amount of power. This thing provides a cone, C-O-N-E, of pain anyone within range of this thing. This is real serious stuff. Dr. Shuley, can you address what happens when the body receives a blast of an amplitude, you know, that is a really, really strong blast of amplitude? Does it affect your mind? Can it damage your brain, etc.?
Of course, it can damage. I mean, basically, the primary damage is going to be your nervous system, because it is the control system of everything. And so it can give you a shock, and make you faint, pass out, or just hurt, like stink, and possibly paralyze you.
And that, this is a weapon that the government calls less than lethal. And they get behind
almost
these
lethal
things. And they, yeah. And literally, as I mentioned before, you know, having your arm cut off, you could call that less than lethal. Having your hand run over by a bulldozer could be less than lethal. Putting your wrist in a vise and cranking it up could be less than lethal. But that doesn't mean you want to have it done. These things, I don't understand. I don't understand how we can have weapons like this and force the taxpayers to pay for them. And then the taxpayers don't even know they have these things. They just bring them out. You know, SWAT team brings these out, turns it on, and everybody just wets
Ben,
his pants over pants.
Ben,
yes.
It's the average government. Mm-hmm. Government sucks, and I'm being as kind as I can on the radio.
Mm-hmm. And it's they call this a cone of pain. Cone of pain. So who is involved? So why is it that people can be allowed to make these things? Why is it that a corporation can make them and sell them? And why can the government buy them? And why can somebody be behind the button and push the button and turn this thing on? All of these people should be arrested and tried and convicted and sentenced to prison. But yet it doesn't happen, because corporations protect the individual. They protect the individual. That's what a corporation's for. And I was thinking about this, and in and out of sleep last night, I was thinking, so what kind of a cabal, what kind of a cartel would be involved in saying, you know what, we need to have protection, so we'll form this group, and we can do whatever we want, and nobody in the group will be punishable. Everybody's immune from punishment who's part of this group. And we'll call this group a corporation. And we'll tell people that it's a really good thing. Corporations are a really good thing. And they can hide their criminality and who did what within the corporation. They get away with murder. Corporations, that needs to be abolished. The board of directors, the CEOs, the presidents, the vice presidents, etc., all the officers need to be prosecutable. In my opinion. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.